Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690K GGF. Kyle High with you today, this morning. It is 7:42, and we now have on the phone, as promised earlier today, we have Doug Blex on the phone. Mr. Blex, how are you doing this morning, sir?
I'm doing great, Kyle.
Well, Mr. Blex...
Considering
the COVID-19 going around. And in fact, we're going to go ahead and lead into that. And you did want to talk about the cases of COVID-19 going on around the state.
Well, we're up to 552 as of yesterday afternoon, and with 13 deaths and 6 for Montgomery County. So we're updating that daily, and it is spreading around. So it is an issue. We looked at our, I usually have the first month, the first Friday of the month, I get the revenue report, and actually our revenue is just slightly below the estimate, about 1.6%, which is surprising, but yet the full effect of COVID-19 hasn't really hit yet, and I think we're going to, no doubt, Kansas is going to, as well as a lot of other states, is going to suffer greatly in the coming months. Revenues is going to be down. There's no doubt about that. And ironically, Kansas unemployment claims 55,000 this past week. One day resulted in, which is hard to believe, 877,000 attempted calls into the Department of Labor for unemployment insurance. So even if you look back to the Great Depression, 18,000 per week was kind of a top, in the 30s versus a week ago we had 24,000 in one week on the COVID-19. So huge issue. I don't know. We've got to get out of this. The unemployment trust fund, which is paid for by businesses and employers, has about $1 billion in it now, and which we actually rank number 12 nationally. So we're fairly solvent. Like Oklahoma's number 8, they're a little better. Nebraska 7, but Missouri ranks number 36 on the amount of money in that fund. And Department of Labor indicated they're paying out about $83 million a month, which is projected under current things, which I believe will be probably not quite true, but it's projected to last until February 2021. So we've got to somehow come out of this, and it's going to be a tough situation to balance priorities.
We're talking to Doug Blex right here on the Mighty 690K GGF. We appreciate him giving a little bit of our his time today to talk to us. And there's grants going on in the state right now, and I know you were discussing a little bit about that. But what kind of other grants are there out there for like small businesses?
Well, there's quite a few available. Certainly, we've got a. Here in Montgomery County, we're real fortunate to have Montgomery County Action Council, and they've kind of almost turned into a one-stop shop type thing for information. So get on their website. There's, the advance on economic injury disaster, that's a $10,000 initial loan. And, of course, that money's going fast, and that kind of gets you, almost be forgiven. If you're using the money like you should. It's certainly the Small Business Administration, the Disaster Assistance Loans, and the CARES Act at the federal level, which is the Paycheck Protection. And, Kansas Department of Labor, we talked about that. There's a shared work program. A lot of businesses have shut down. Ironically, my wife owns a medical clinic as a nurse practitioner in Coffeyville, and they've seen their business drop about 50%. So you wouldn't think, well, in a time of sickness, but, it wouldn't be. But people just aren't coming, even the doctors. So they're experiencing about a 50% reduction, as well as reports from other medical. We looked at dentists, a lot of them shut down. So there's a lot of issues out there. Small Business Development Center of Pittsburgh is a source of help. Department of Commerce has got a new website, kansasworks.com, at coronavirus. And we get a child care grant for about $500. Montgomery County Action Council has done some with City of Independence, the businesses there, that they have some money available that, you know, benefit local business that they're, you know, residing in Independence. So, you know, there's a lot of issues out there, and, you know, Kansas Together, which is a kind of a, from the leadership of the House, we've actually put together a kind of a one-stop place where you can find out all those information. And the sad part about it is I have had received calls from small business people that said, Doug, I've never asked for help for anything. In my entire life, I built my business up. I'm at a near retirement age, and, you know, now our business is just, you know, going to, you know, your heart goes out. And the thing I guess I need to remind people that, you know, a lot of people have never drawn unemployment in their life, and yet we're in a crisis to where they're going to have to ask for help, and that, you know, they're going to have to get past that point that, you know, I'm pride, I'm self-sufficient, because we're in a battle, you know, financially, and a lot of small businesses aren't, unfortunately, going to surprise probably everything that we need to do. Legislators give about $65 million to tackle this. We had $5 million in the hospitality fund, and it went within a day. That $5 million, mostly in the Kansas City and Wichita area. So, you know, restaurants are hurting just immensely. So we're going to have to somehow get ourselves back in production. And I don't know, it's tough right now.
It definitely is. Again, we're talking to Doug Blex here today on the Mighty 690 KGGF. Another hot button issue, and you said you've been receiving a lot of calls about this in the past, actually the past couple of days, about cell phone tracking happening in Kansas.
Yeah, I was really frustrated and upset over that. Matter of fact, I've referred it up to House leadership, and we've taken it to the Attorney General for his opinion. I was really disappointed to see our governor utilize that technique. And, you know, we've got to be real careful, because in times of crisis, we look for the government for leadership, you know, we impose orders, and most of the governor's executive orders have been okay and not a problem with them, and we need to hunker down. However, Dr. Lee Norman of KDHE has been utilizing, announced they were utilizing cell phone tracking service. A company called, I believe it's Unicast, a tech company that has the ability to track our cell phone. Now, suppose this is anonymous, but they can also determine, you know, social distancing, how far we are apart. And that, to me, is just absolutely, totally ridiculous. It's an invasion of privacy, and we've got to be there to protect our basic constitutional rights. That was one of the reasons why we put in as legislature that when the governor issued an executive order, we wanted to protect our Second Amendment, because basically she could go down that road and basically seize guns and ammunition. So we put in there that cannot happen. And you get people, local governments, that sometimes get, you know, off the course. And this shouldn't be. I mean, I got a call from a rural mail carrier that says, hey, you know, I back up, I go around low water crossings, I drive miles all over, and to think that they're giving a grade, this company, like statewide, Kansas got a C-, and I think about 18 counties got an F. Well, there is no such thing as an F. I mean, my guys, that's just saying like a total failure is back like it's normal, and we all know that life is not normal. You look on the roads, and there's not near the vehicles, and you know, just me here on the farm, I'm running around two or three miles. I got a farm about 3 miles up north of me, back and forth, and you know, stay-at-home order. Well, I guess I consider my farm a home. I'm not making any contact. So, yeah, we got the thing up for it. This is just ridiculous. And, you know, you have to stop and think that people will start to accept those things as under the guise of, well, it's a good deal, make sure people are staying home. Well, it's also an invasion of privacy, and, you know, particularly Kansas. This isn't New York or California or China or Russia, for that matter, where, you know, you need to track people. We got enough to worry about without having to, you know, essential needs like, you know, even something as small as finding a supply of toilet paper. You know, for God's sake, you know, you look at things in the real world, and, you know, are rural. We just do business like they don't have a clue what we do, I think, sometimes. And even our own government sometimes don't understand what the rural lifestyle is.
Yeah, and I mean, and how are they going to use this information anyway? I mean, what are they going to do? I mean, track you down and say, hey, why were you here at this time? I mean, that's almost kind of like some Big Brother stuff there. I don't know how why they're doing this or even how they're using this information.
Well, that's the issue. I mean, it's not really worth anything. I mean, they need to focus on, I've been pretty much, after we got back from the legislature, I've been pretty well almost in a self-quarantine. I've been really minimizing my trips in and out. You know, sometimes you have to go in and get feed. You know, you have to call ahead. You set your truck, they load the truck, and, you know, they don't even take a check now. They have to, you know, use a credit card. So everybody's minimized, but there's essential things that we have to have, you know, daily that people, you just can't lock them down. And certainly the more we lock down, the more these businesses are going to, you know, suffer, and they are really suffering, I'll guarantee you now. And when we look at travel, I read a survey that travel is down around 38% in Kansas. And that's going to impact things that we don't even think about. Gasoline. Our roads are built with a gas tax, and, you know, when you don't burn the gallons, which I guess in some ways we've saved money. I've done more cooking. Normally my wife and I will eat out, two or three times a week, kind of a treat for both of us. And I've been, fixing the meals. When she gets home, more, and we've lived out of the deep freeze and our canned goods. And so I think there's some good things that's going to come out of this. In fact, you learn how to entertain yourself. And that's never a problem for rural residents. I've got enough work projects that, I don't have to worry about entertainment, to get done around here on the farm. So it is a big invasion of privacy, and we got to remember that we got to check in government on that. And I'm hoping that policy will be discontinued. And like I say, it doesn't really mean anything at this point, but we got to look back historically. When revenue in the Great Depression got real low, income tax, of course, revenue didn't come in to fund the government because people weren't working. Well, that's when gas, alcohol, and cigarette taxes come in. They started making these big excise taxes and taxing the heck out of them as a source of revenue. Well, guess what? The Great Depression was in the 30s, and we're still having those taxes. So we got to be careful that we don't overload ourselves, when we get out of the crisis, that we're not dealing with a lot of problems afterwards that's not good for the individual liberty.
All right. Well, Mr. Blex, I thank you so much for coming on today, taking a little bit of time out of your day to talk to us. We always appreciate it, and we will talk to you again next month.
Okay, one last thing. I want to quote Reverend Billy Graham, fear can banish faith, but faith can banish fear. I mean, we need to keep our faith in our Lord and Savior and hunker down, and we'll weather this storm. We'll come out of it.
Absolutely. All right. Well, again, Mr. Blex, thank you so much for coming, calling in today. We really do appreciate it, and be safe out there.
All right. Thanks. Same to you.
All right. And that was Doug Blex right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. We are going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we will have more with you. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.
April sounds delicious at Sonic in Fredonia. This month, try the sweet